Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comments or opinions on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air, and I will get you on the air. Hey, guys, thanks, and let's get going here again. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Let's see. Before we get, let's do some weather here. Let's see. Right now it's 76 degrees in the ATL. Right, looking at a high today of 86. Pretty much clouds all day today and this evening. And then Friday we have 88 degrees, cloudy skies. Saturday partly cloudy, 89. Sunday partly cloudy, 90. Monday partly cloudy, 91. Tuesday partly cloudy, 91. You're looking at partly cloudy all the way through next week. And then you're looking at maybe a possible thunderstorm on next Friday and Saturday. So, let's see here. Let's get with it, okay? Today's word of the day is, wow, defenestration is spelled D-E-F-E-N-E-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N. Defenestration is a noun, and it means a throwing of a person or thing out of the window. Okay? A throwing of a person or thing out of a window. The second meaning is a usually swift dismissal. A usually swift dismissal is defenestration. Defenestration. So that's a pretty good word. I guess you guys can take that and use it however you'd like. Defenestration. Okay? So, again, let's get into today's show. Today's show is entitled, Why Do Women Get Piercings on Their Breasts or Private Parts? Why do women do that? And what I want to do is just discuss why they get piercings in their private areas. I mean, I know men do it as well. You know, I know men do it as well. But what's the objective here? What's the objective to piercing your breasts? What does that do to your breasts? I don't know. I'm not a woman. I'd like for a woman who maybe has piercings, private areas, to maybe call the show and tell us, what's the deal? And you know, you don't have to reveal your name or anything like that. I'm good with that. I just want to know what's the deal. Why do women get piercings in private areas? I'm trying to figure that one out. Okay, and then when they do get piercings in private areas, then, you know, how does you know, I don't know how to say it correctly, but I'll just say it. How does that work out with when you're in private with your significant other? Okay, does it hinder what's going on? Do you remove it at that time? Do you keep it there and work with it? Do you work around it? I don't know. I'm wondering, how does that work? Because, you know, for me, just thinking about that, I it had to be painful to, it had to be painful to get piercing in that area. Okay? It had to be painful. All right? And then think about it this way. So God didn't mean for that to be pierced. Okay? But you pierced it anyway. So does that take some of the sensation away? Does that take some of the sensation away? Does that add sensation? Does that add sensation, or does it take it away? That's what I'm wondering. So why do women do it? And why do men do it? Men put new piercings in their private areas as well. Why? Why do they do that? And it definitely has to be painful. It definitely has to be painful. I'll tell y'all a funny story, and, you know, laugh, cry, whatever you want to do. But and I was a young boy, maybe 10, 11 years old, but I'll never forget it. Okay? I'm riding my bike, you know, in the neighborhood or whatever. I ride home. I get all the way home, and I'm riding, go through the front yard. I'm going around to the back of the house, and I hit the house, actually. I hit the house. And when I hit the house, you know, boys' bicycles are made differently from girls. So you got that bar in the middle, okay? So I hit the house, and, of course, the bike kind of stops, and I go forward. And, I hit my private part, okay? So I go in the house because it's painful, right? And I go in the bathroom. It's a funny story. I go in the bathroom and I look down there, and it's bleeding. Something's bleeding, right? So I'm like, oh my God, what happened? So then I got upset, and my mom was like, what's going on? What happened? Like I hit something on the side of the house, and then I grabbed my pride. I hit myself on my bike, and now it's bleeding. She said, "Well, let me see." I'm like, "No, I can't do that." She said, "Boy, if you don't pull your pants down, let me see." I said, nah, I'm good. I'm okay. I'm good. But, you know, of course she made me do it. She made me, you know, pull my pants down and show her what was going on. And she looked and she found the cut down there. And then she put something on it to heal it. Right? And I was good. I felt better. I went on back outside and got on my bike again. But, you know, the reason I tell y'all that story is because, you know, I had an accident and hit my private area. And it hurt. But you got people out there, men out there, who hadn't had an accident, but they go into a piercing shop or whatever, and they get some kind of piercing on their penis. I'm like, oh my God, what's the deal? How do you do that, first of all? How do you do that? And then second of all, how do you sit in front of a stranger and whip it out and say, hey, I want a piercing right there. Okay? And then women. Even women. You go to a piercing shop or whatever, and you sit in your chair and you say, I want a piercing right here. And then you pull your pants down or whatever and show them, and they go to work. Okay, even the breasts, you know, they pull up the bra or whatever and show them the breasts and say, hey, put one there. I mean, how do you do that? And then if you say how you do it and it's not that painful, then you did it, why did you do it? What is it for? What is a piercing in the nipple of your breast for? What is that for? Is it just for looks? Is it some kind of feeling you get because you got a piercing there? I mean, I really, truly don't get it. And then you got women who have, just like men, who have piercings between their legs and their private areas. How do you do that? Why do you do that? And I know that had to hurt. Now, you may say, well, Frank, it may hurt for a few minutes or whatever, a couple of days or whatever, but now I'm good. Now you're good? I mean, I'm trying to figure this out. Why do it? First of all, why do it? And if you can tell me why you did that, then I want to know, you know, what did it do for you? Can you touch it and play with it and make something happen? Men, the same way. Can you do that and make something happen? Man, you know, and then they put piercings in their nose. They put them in their, up above their eye, and, you know, in that piece of meat right there. They put them in their lip. You know, they put 15 holes in their ears, all kinds of stuff now. And I just don't understand the piercings in the private parts. I can see, you know, I see doing the nose, piercing in the nose, that has to hurt. Ear piercings, you know, some people do their lip, that has to hurt. Their eye, that has to hurt. Man, what is the deal with piercings? What is the deal with piercings? You know, you put a hoop thing through your nose, and you catch a cold or whatever. How do you blow your nose? What do you do? Take it out for a few days till you get over your cold, or what do you do? But these women that pierce their private parts is mind-blowing to me. And I guess men could get piercings in their little nipples as well. But these women piercing their nipples and... what does that do for you? Me as a man, it doesn't do anything for me as a man. I mean, I don't have any piercings, but I'm seeing, looking at a woman who has piercings. If I'm looking to date someone, I see a woman with piercings, is that a turn on for men? You know what I'm saying? It's not a turn on for me. And then women that you may see a man in the park or something. He may be playing basketball in a park or something. He doesn't have a shirt on, but he's got a piercing in both his nipples. Or even they put piercings in there in their belly buttons and all kinds of places, right? So is that a turn on for women? See a man with all these piercings? Maybe pierced nose, pierced nipples, he outside with no shirt on playing basketball. Then later on you find out that once you guys got, you know, intimate, that he got a piercing in this, you know, in through his penis. And you're like, what the hell? What the hell? Man, you know, does that give you some sort of feeling? I don't want that feeling. Keep it the way I've been had it. The way God gave it to me, that's what I got. God gave me a body. God gave you a body. But you started to tear it up by piercings. Come on, man. And it's not just women, it's not just men, it's young women. It's young men. People that really could have all the things that they want, but some things make you off limits. Tattoos in certain places make you off limits to some people, to a lot of people, actually, especially jobs and things like that. Of course, the jobs probably won't be able to see a piercing between your legs as a woman or whatever. But, man, You better take those piercings out that you have in your breast before you go into your job interview. Because you may go in there and sit with old Tom DeMone. Tom DeMone, a good-looking guy. Next thing you know, your piercing's poking out everywhere. Then you're embarrassed. I just don't understand why women pierce their, you know, their private parts, pierce between their legs. And you know, they're piercing the main part of their womanhood. Now you, as a man, you gotta navigate around it to get your work done. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, why are you doing this? How do you work this thing out with your significant other, whether he's a husband, a boyfriend, or just a friend from the street? Who knows? But why do you do that? What's so sexy about that? What's so sexy about that? I do not get that. I do not get it. You know, I don't have any piercings anywhere. I don't have any tattoos anywhere. I'm just a L7 square, I guess. But I hadn't really ever wanted tattoos. I never ever wanted a piercing. Never even thought about it. I may have thought about it, but that's as far as it went. That's not me. That's not my style. But to think about piercing my private area, I mean, men take that thing and be sacred. You know, sacred. There's no way, no way in hell that I'm going to let some stranger go down there and prick something through it and stick something else through it and say, you're all done. I'm bleeding all over the place. Come on, man. Come on, man. And so anyway, guys, that's all the time I had today. Again, I wanted someone to call in and tell me why. Didn't get that. A lot of you guys up on the show, but I didn't get any women to call in and say anything about it. Maybe I'll do some research. Maybe I'll ask some questions around to some people. Maybe I'll come up with something, some type of an answer. Today's Thursday. Tomorrow's Free Fall Friday. Hopefully. I can, you know, I'm gonna definitely have a great show for you tomorrow, but hopefully, I'll also have some information from women about this situation. All right, so take care of yourselves, guys, and do your thing, hang out, and pray. I'm over. I'm out.
I'll
see
you.
Take care of yourselves and
family. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a finger on your booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Get that trap sound. Trap. Designer, clothes. Go. Fashion, show. Show. Trap. How? Made it. Go. Control the bag now. Control. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Mask. We living fast now. Finest. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. I'll take a
properly. Go copy some letters on property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up your soda, diamonds on steroids. Keep watching me. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry, take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly, why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that thing, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like nigga got static. It must be the paddock. Pocket blue cheese, I'm in that kitchen.
In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it. Keep watching me, whip up, still keep real and same. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry.